I wanted to say good afternoon, and I look around. I realize that it's proper when I say good early evening. Mr. President and our esteemed Chief Justice, I also wish to acknowledge officials of the Commission as well as of the Presidency who have joined us on this occasion. And of course, a warm welcome to the representatives of the media who have exercised a long wait with dignity, patience, whilst we're preparing this event, for this event. We acknowledge that this delay has also impacted on audiences who are following this event on broadcast and digital platforms, and we apologize for this delay. Today's handover, ladies and gentlemen, is of great and historic importance. The Presidency is receiving the final parts of Judicial Commission of Inquiry into allegation of state capture, fraud and corruption in the public sector, including organs of the state. This is a critical development in our fight against corruption in the private and public sectors, and we are honored, therefore, to have our President and the Chief Justice with us this afternoon to officiate this handing over. At this point in time, the real moment has come to ask the Chief Justice to say a few remarks to South Africa. Chief Justice.
Yes. Thank you very much, Program Director, Mr. President, the Director General in the Presidency, other ministers who may be here, and other government officials, the Secretary of the Commission, Professor Musala. I think there are also other officials from the Commission. I see some, and my staff who have been with me. I think they are somewhere there who didn't sleep last night. And have been sleeping very few hours in recent weeks. So they are here as well. Members of the media, ladies and gentlemen, let me start where I should start. And where I should start is to apologize. I apologize to you, Mr. President, for keeping you waiting. I apologize to all of you for keeping you waiting. There were certain challenges, but we were determined that the handover should happen today. I really appreciate your patience and your understanding for the past, what, more than 2 hours or even three. So I really apologize. I want you to know that it's not something that I could have allowed to happen if there was a way of avoiding it. Thank you very much. This day has arrived. It has been 4.5 years since the commission was established. And it has been about 4 or 3.5 years of the hearing of oral evidence. There was a time when I wasn't sure whether this day will come, but I'm very glad that it has come. It's a day when I have the honor and privilege to hand over to the President the final parts of the Commission's report. When we started with the hearings in August 2018, we didn't know that it would take us this long to reach the point that we have reached. And of course, we have reached this point not because we have completed everything that fell within the terms of reference of the Commission. The terms of reference of the Commission were very wide. But we have reached this point because if we were going to investigate everything that fell within the terms of reference of the Commission, maybe we would take another 10 years, because the terms of reference of the Commission contemplated that we would look at even municipalities. So we would not finish. It's been a long journey, and there have been challenges during this journey for the Commission. But one of the things that I believe I should highlight today as I hand over the final report to the President is that it has been a period during which South Africans have shown us as the Commission wonderful support and love. Even when the Commission was going through very difficult times, South Africans showed us a lot of support and a lot of love. A few members of the legal team that I know went through situations when their security needed to be beefed up because of the work that they did in the Commission. But they went on, they carried on. There were times when the investigation team and the legal team of the Commission went on without getting paid for a few months. But one of the things that a lot of them told me was that this work was so important for the country, they would not leave the work of the Commission until really there was no other way, and they stayed on. So I want to take this opportunity to thank members of the legal team for the work they have done for the country. I want to thank members of the investigation team of the Commission for the wonderful work they did for the country. I want to thank the various secretaries of the Commission who assisted the Commission throughout this period. Dr. De Vier was the first secretary of the Commission, and Mr. Pedler was acting secretary for some time. Ms. Shabalala was the acting secretary for some time. And then we got Professor Musala, who has worked very hard for the Commission. But I also want to thank the President for the support that he has shown for the work of the Commission. And I want to thank the Executive also as a whole for the support they have given us. I want to thank all political parties in Parliament who have also shown us support during this time. I want to thank my staff who have worked extremely hard for us to complete, particularly the reports over the past few months. I also want to thank their families, everyone's families, who have had to do without a father, a mother, a brother for quite some time because they were busy with the work of the Commission. I also take this opportunity to thank my own family, my wife, Mam Tembu, and my children who have given me support throughout. I know that there was a time when, because of my work in the Commission, they went through a very difficult time. But they stood by me, and I just want to acknowledge the support that they have given me during this time. The report that we are handing over to the President consists of two parts. It's part 5 and part 6. Part 5 has got volumes 1 and 2. And part 6 has got 4 volumes. They deal with a number of topics. I'm not going to go through all of them, but I just mention, for example, some of the SOEs involved. It's SABC and we, apart from SABC, state security is also covered. Frieder Dairy Project is covered. Parliamentary oversight is covered. We also have chapters that deal with money flows and how money that was obtained through state capture was moved out of the country. We've got a chapter that deals with that. We've got we deal also with the evidence of the President as President of the country and President of the ANC. We deal with the evidence relating to the ANC. And then we have a lot of evidence relating to some individuals. We deal with Waterkloof Landing as well. So all of those topics are covered. I did say at the first ceremony that we had decided that law enforcement agencies would not be covered because that was quite too wide. That was something that I raised with the President as well. But we cover all the other topics that we were meant to cover. I therefore just want to say once again to all South Africans, thank you for your support. We hope that with the work that we have done in the Commission, we have made some contribution towards the resolution of issues of corruption in our country and state capture. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief Justice, for those humble words. You've always displayed effortlessly humility when you deal with conditions of adversity. And you have arrived here, I have no doubt. It is that humble trait. Mr. President, your response.
Thank you, Minister Kungubele and Chief Justice Raymond Zondo, the Secretary of the Commission, Professor Itumele Ngusala, the Director General in the Presidency, colleagues and members of the media, and indeed fellow South Africans. As you have heard tonight, just in a minute or so, the Chief Justice will hand over the final volume of the report of the Judicial Commission of Inquiry into allegations of state capture, corruption and fraud in the public sector. As we know, the Commission was appointed to investigate the corruption that took place during the state capture era. State capture really was an assault on our democracy. It violated the rights of every man, woman, and child in this country. Through the various reports released by the Commission, we have come to understand what happened, who was involved, and we've also come to understand the effect that state capture had on our state, on our economy, as well as on our society. Close on 6 years have passed since former public protector, Advocate Thulima Donsela, released her State of Capture report. The State of Capture report presented evidence of abuse of power and how public institutions were repurposed to enable corrupt activities to take place. Recognizing that the evidence that had been presented to her required more extensive investigation, Advocate Madonsela included among the remedial actions in her report that a judicial commission of inquiry should be established to investigate state capture. And this is what has brought us where we are today. The formal handover today of this final report represents the fulfillment of the remedial action that was set out in the State of Capture report as issued by the then Public Protector. The work of this commission is a vital part on our efforts to deal with state capture. The report is far more than a record of widespread corruption, fraud, and abuse. It is also an instrument through which the country can work to ensure that such events, such as state capture, never ever happen again in our country. As a nation, we owe a great debt of gratitude to the chairperson of the commission, Chief Justice Raymond Zondo, for the monumental task that he and the evidence leaders, investigators, the lawyers, as well as researchers have been undertaking over the past 4 years. And this has been work that they have done in service to our people and our country. I know, Chief Justice, how difficult this work was to you. Whenever I had occasion to meet you to talk about even matters of funding, where some of the lawyers, the evidence leaders, and many others who worked in the commission had not been paid because of budgetary constraints, and how you were pained by all this and how we were able, with the Minister of Justice and Minister of Finance, to find a way to cobble some money together so that you can complete your work. You exercise patience, and my heart goes out to you and to your family, because there were trying moments, particularly for your family, where we had to take certain actions because there were difficulties. I also wish to thank the Secretary of the Commission, Professor Musala, and those who preceded him as well, and the other Commission staff for the valuable contribution they have made to the national effort to confront state capture. I wish also to thank the many people who gave evidence before the Commission, and especially to the whistleblowers, to the academics, the investigators, and yes, to journalists as well, whose work contributed to uncovering many of the matters before the Commission. I wish to acknowledge the critical contribution by Advocate Madonsela, whose courageous and unflinching investigation set in motion the process to uncover these misdeeds. The submission of the final report today brings to an end the work of the Commission and marks the fulfillment of the weighty mandate given to Chief Justice Zondo in January of 2018. In line with the directive of the High Court, within 4 months from this date, I will formally present to Parliament the full report of the Commission, together with an indication of my intentions on the implementation of the Commission's recommendations. And I know that in this regard, we will also be working together with members of Parliament to whom this report is going to be submitted, and collectively we will deal with state capture and outline precisely what needs to be done. We have arranged for the administrative work needed to secure the archive of the work done by the Commission and ensure relevant institutions have access to the extensive evidence it has collected. This final report will be available tonight for download on the Presidency website, as was the case with the previous reports. This report provides us with the opportunity to make a decisive break with the era of state capture. And I call on all of us, one and all, to support the measures that all the structures of the state will have to take to return our country to the path of integrity, transformation, and progress. And it will not only behove on the structures of the state, but our people as well. For our people have collectively been victims of state capture, and we do need to deal with it. I thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President, Your Excellency. In 2018, August, on a particular date, South Africans were glued on television to watch the first sitting of a commission that endured until today. Mr. President, you took the SIU report to the website. You are taking all the Commission's findings to the website unedited. If this is not your demonstration of your relentless pursuit of life of malfeasance, corruption, illegality, the word intention has to be found in a new dictionary. Thank you, Mr. President, for that. The next step, ladies and gentlemen, the two gentlemen are going to walk down where the Chief Justice is going to hand over the report physically. Can I invite both? That's a moment of photo shooting. Those who want to capture their best photos.
Thank you.